Time now for Where's Art and our host for Where's Art, Annie Dugan of the Duluth Art Institute. Good morning there, Sunshine.
Good morning, Lisa. Well, we got an extra hour of sleep this weekend or whatever
art.
You wanted to do with that hour.
Extra hour
I'm
of
suggesting
art.
You spend it on art this week.
You betcha.
There's so much going on. Pineapple Arts is offering a class tonight on bookbinding. John Hinkle, who is just such a superstar in our community, in printing and bookmaking, is doing a class tonight at 7 at Pineapple Arts. It's a great week for John and his wife, Allison. Allison Owney is an incredible artist in our community, and she organized a show with four women. It's called Four North, and it's each artist. There's a real sense of place in each of these artists' works. They all have Scandinavian heritage, but are understanding that heritage through their life in northern Minnesota. So it's Allison Owney, Kirsten Owney, Ann Clefstead, and Arna Renan. And each of them has a very different way of approaching that. Allison, her work, you'll see patterns. I mean, they're big, they are bold, there's color. It'll take you a while to look through them because you recognize these patterns that you see every day. She takes things from like the rye cracker crisps that you get to put on put your Lefse on, that beautiful blue and white pattern that's made for those wrappers. So high and low, she mixes sort of everyday patterns that we see with sort of more art historical traditions. It's really exquisite. And then Kirsten Owney, who happens to be Allison's sister, also uses patterns, but in a much different way. She does huge textile pieces and also small pieces too. If you've gone to Northern Waters Smokehouse, the new one, and seen that fish wall, you've seen Kirsten Owney's work. It is bold and striking, and I'm really excited to be able to show off what she's been doing lately because it's something to see. Arna is a painter. She's doing two-dimensional work and mixing landscapes, Norwegian landscapes, with landscapes of the upper Midwest. In really interesting ways, looking at reindeer and bison and sort of these two cultural traditions and how there's some real interesting intersections. And then Ann Clefstead is exploring also sort of more the natural world with an exploration of animals. She's taken over the corridor gallery leading into the Morrison Gallery to do large-scale wall drawings of animals. She's using tar to create animals. She's burnt wood, so she's carved these beautiful wolves and foxes out of wood and then burn them to create a really rich, deep texture and material. So Four North opens this Thursday at 5 o'clock in the Duluth Art Institute galleries, along with the Arrowhead Regional Biennial. This is a huge, big show. Again, it celebrates regional art from the upper Midwest and done in the last 2 years. Deani Whitehawk is the juror for the exhibition, and she has chosen a really interesting mix of work that is somewhat reflective of this northern Minnesota area, but also sort of what's going on in the art world in this region as well as the world. So I'm excited to see that there are a few Duluth artists represented. Leah Yellowbird, who we've seen around quite a bit, has a beautiful piece of otters that's done in this. It looks like beadwork, but it's a pointillism style that's really unique. Shauna Gilmore, Ryan Tischer. I just love seeing these people celebrated the way they should be. And that also opens Thursday from 5 to 7. And what's exciting is Deani will be here early to announce there's a first place, second place, third place cash prizes, some pretty big cash prizes, as well as some honorable mentions. So Deani will announce those the evening of, and it comes with a really nice catalog. So folks that come can get one of those beautiful catalogs. Then after 5 to 7 on Thursday evening, you can head over to Enjoy. Choice Unlimited is having an evening of the arts. Choice does a lot of really important work in our community with adults with disabilities and finding them employment. But they also do a lot of art therapy through through their work. And 7 p.m. at the Lincoln Park Middle School is a celebration of the artwork that these individuals have done all year. So it's really exciting to see the kind of voices that are coming out of that. Saturday, this is a really fun event. It's called Stitch Red. It's at the Red Herring. And it's a celebration of textiles and new media work. Kathy McTavish and her sister Karen McTavish are a really interesting duo. It's fun that we have two sisters pair. We have Kirsten Ownie and Allison Ownie opening this week with a show, and Karen and Kathy opening this week. And actually, there's textiles involved in both of them, so it's sort of an interesting celebration of sisters and fiber. So Kathy McTavish is a new media artist in town, and Karen McTavish does quilting. The quilt shop next to the tea shop. The Snooty Fox Tea Shop. You can head over to McTavish Quilting, too, right next door. And Karen is doing she has these big long arm machines that have really revolutionized quilting, and people are doing some really fascinating boundary stretching work with quilting. So Scott Lunt is one of the artists. Karen will be one of the artists. Kathy will also have new media work. So it's sort of, it's showing off this intersection between the digital and computer world and quilting, which is really interesting because their computer technology started with weaving and with textiles. So it's interesting to see them sort of remixed together again. So that's Saturday at 5 at the Red Herring. So I think you're going to have to spend more than just an hour, but at least we have an extra one to take in everything that's going on this week.
Boy, I should say so. Lots of great stuff, Annie. Thanks a million. Can't wait to talk to you again next week.
Thank you.
Annie Dugan this morning, the curator and executive director of the Duluth Art Institute and our host for Where's Art? Mondays right here on 103.3 KUMD.